Tell me if this resonates, sister. You're deep in your business versus working on your business, and therefore you can't get ahead of your business. I have been there and done that, and it nearly drowned me. It wasn't until I tamed my masculine energy, reawakened my feminine energy, and then integrated the two that my nervous system healed and my business blossomed. I wrote a book in less than 3 months. I sold my business. I built a team that supports me, giving me more time and energy to create and stay in my zone of genius. I've become a feminine business leader, and I want to show you how you can become one too in 2025. In the Feminine Frequency Business School, my 12-week group coaching and certification for female entrepreneurs who are ready to attract more clients, expand their businesses to seven figures and beyond, and do it all with ease. This program holds the keys and the executive level coaching you've been missing your entire entrepreneurial career and gives you the credentials to set you apart as a female entrepreneur. Implement these tools and your business will thrive. You'll feel in tune with your body and your purpose. You'll see your bank account grow exponentially, and that's a fact. You will see your dreams manifest and step into an entirely new reality. If you're eager to scale a business, brand, and platform that doesn't run your life but sustains it, the Feminine Frequency Business School is here. Doors are open, so visit jessicazweig.com/FFBS to enroll. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to another installment of the Unlocking series, where each and every week I am coming on. We're just going to spend a little bit of time together. These are mini-sodes where I unpack essentially a key that you can hold in your heart, that you can put on your keychain, that you can stick it in your pocket to unlock it in your own life. And we're talking all things, as we usually do here on the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, business, branding, leadership, confidence. We're going to talk a lot about wellness and vitality, since that's become a huge part of my life, as well as all of the spiritual quantum galactic codes that I know you come here for the show as well. And today we're going to talk about timelines. All right. So I'm kind of obsessed. Well, I wouldn't say I actually am truly obsessed with a show that I saw a couple months ago, just binge watched it within a matter of a weekend on Apple streaming, called Dark Matter. Anybody else seen Dark Matter with Jennifer Connelly? If not, put it on your list right now. It's a little slow the first episode or two, but keep watching. It is profound. And without giving too much away, it's essentially about a scientist, a guy who makes a decision when it comes to love and his relationship, and his life goes in one direction. And then that same guy makes a different decision, sort of at a pivot point. We're going to talk about pivot points that is more focused on his career, and his life goes in an entirely different direction. And then those lives very dramatically intersect. And I will let you leave that there and let you go watch the show. But I watched this show and I was, you know, so lit up by it, because it's something that I've always believed in, which is quantum timelines, that we are only living in one version of a multiple, if not infinite, version of reality, and that different timelines aren't only playing out here on planet Earth, but they're playing out everywhere. But let's just stay on Earth for the purposes of this episode and break this down so that you can feel really empowered by your own timeline. Because each and every moment of every single day presents itself a pivot point where we can jump timelines. And typically those pivot points come in a dramatic fashion. We lose a job, we break up with a partner, we get, you know, move to another city with the career we already have, we launch and it's hugely successful, we launch something and it's hugely a failure, we lose a pet, a new year starts and, you know, fires rage in LA, one of the biggest cities in the world, right? And the ripple effects that take place in these pivot points aren't only happening in the outer world, but are happening internally, most importantly, in your own inner world. And this episode is really here. The key here is really to give you a consciousness, some new language around where you are in your current timeline. If it's a timeline that you feel in alignment with, if it's something that is not feeling in alignment with, when I say it, I mean sort of your life, your path, and how we can really get on the right timeline, how we know when we're on the right timeline. And the truth is there's no wrong timeline, but there can be uncomfortable timelines, timelines that feel like the universe or the world is working against us. And my invitation for you today is to really look at what's going on internally during those pivot points in your life. And we have macro and micro pivot points. We have the big pivot points like losing a relationship or a death in our life or destruction in our home, right? Those are massive pivot points. But micro pivot points are happening all the time based on how we respond to life, how we react. Most of us are reacting and not always responding to life. And in fact, that is really the rub. When we become really clear that everything is connected and that everything we think, everything we believe, everything we say, everything we do matters and creates a ripple effect in the ether of our timelines, we become empowered. And the real importance here from my heart to yours and why I want to give you this key today is that when we don't take that power back and we don't hold our own ability to respond to life with intention, with purpose, with a sense of reverence, we get fragmented. The timelines start to create fractures, and that's when we start to get out of alignment. So let me break this down and give you an example. So I've talked a little bit, actually a lot of it, about what happened to me in December at the end of what was the greatest year of my life, 2024 so far. It was this hugely expansive, shape-shifting year where I sold my business, I launched a new one, I launched a best-selling book, I got, you know, there was just such a huge ripple effect of my platform in the collective and, you know, moved to Nashville, all of these beautiful things that I had been calling in for so long that I was desiring. I was like, wow, I'm right on time. Everything is lining up. My timeline is my divine timeline. And at the very end of the year, I lost my dog. And I didn't really realize, I mean, I hadn't lost an animal ever, the shattering that that would create in my whole life, body, emotions, normalcy. And I did not avoid the grief. I allowed myself, in fact, to go all the way into the grief. And I've talked about grief on this podcast. I actually opened up this series with an episode on unlocking grief, and I'll leave a link to that in the show notes. And it was in that grief portal that I was listening to my mentor. Her name is Soren Bertrand. I'm a part of her year-long container, and she has this whole deep module, like hours and hours and hours and hours on grief. And I was there in December, completely incapacitated, flattened by this death, and I couldn't leave my house. I was so sad, crying, grieving, mourning, that I spent hours listening to it all. And she said a lot of things in that module that will stay with me forever. But one of the things that she said is that when we experience grief, and you can call it a pivot point that we weren't expecting, that we're not necessarily just grieving the loss of the thing, but we're grieving the loss of the timeline. I had this whole picture in my mind of the next couple of years for my family. My husband and I, you know, our two dogs are our life. They're our children. We're moving into this brand new house in a few months. We're building a house in the woods. We've built all of these custom sort of moments for the dogs throughout the house. We're, you know, crazy dog owners in the best way. And every time I would picture that for years as we were building this house, it's been like a 3-year journey. I always saw the four of us, my exact family in that house. And, you know, your dogs don't live forever, but at least I thought I was going to get another couple years with my best boy. And when he passed, it was like this whole new life all of a sudden started. Like the life that I knew and trusted and was looking forward to ended. And I stepped into a whole new timeline. And to be frank, this whole year, 2025, and I've spoken to quite a few people who have said the same thing, not having anything to do with the loss of an animal, but like, this feels just like we're in a totally different timeline. We have a new president. We have, you know, all of this craziness that started at the beginning of the year with TikTok and the fires in LA, and, you know, my friends' businesses are shifting, and there's been a lot, honestly, of death around me. Like, my friend's dogs have died. My friend's parents have passed. I had, unfortunately, a beautiful woman that was supposed to come to my retreat. She couldn't come because she had a death in the family. It was like, it was just timelines dissolving and restarting, dissolving and restarting in front of our faces. And the real opportunity that we have, when I say the inner world, the work, and how to not get fractured and not get fragmented, is to really pause and honor the shifting of the timeline, as much as setting intentions for what you want to call in this new timeline and what you want to release from the past. And maybe your current timeline, you are absolutely in love with it and you don't want anything to change. And then something comes out of left field that places you in another track. And to really acknowledge the gift and the assignment in your new timeline. And it's not just these macro pivot points that shift the timelines, it's the micro. I just gave you a very significant metaphorical example of something tragic that happened to me. But our timelines shift in how we respond to an email. Our timelines shift based on how we react to a friend of ours hurting our feelings. Our timelines shift when we are able to not react to when our mom or dad has triggered us. Get what I'm saying? There's these invitations on a nanosecond basis, in fact, that are guiding our timelines. But you have sovereignty, you have agency, and you have choice. And this hopefully unlocks that awareness in you. And this awareness becomes your superpower to guide your own life in alignment with what you ultimately want. Because I would give anything to have my dog back. And I'm blessed that I have him now as an angel in the afterlife forever. I know that I want to be a family of four. And we adopted a new dog. And it's a whole new adventure for the next, you know, decade and change. However, hopefully my new dog lives for a long time. And all of the gifts that that's going to bring. I've chosen to receive this new timeline with excitement and gratitude. When your parent triggers you, you can react like you've always reacted and keep yourself stuck in the timeline of having a resentful, dysfunctional, potentially codependent relationship with a parent. Or you can take your power back, respond differently to that trigger, and you start to co-create with the universe, let alone your parent, a whole new timeline. You can feel really disappointed that you didn't sell out your course or that you didn't close the client. And you can sit in defeat and feel like giving up and berate yourself for being an imposter. Or you can take that moment, that pivot point, as an invitation to grow, to learn, to take responsibility for what you potentially could have done differently and step into a new timeline with that information. So timelines are quantum. They're happening all around us at any given moment. And a single decision in this 3D reality can shape it. And that connective tissue between our thoughts and this infinite realm of possibility that we all live in is just so cool. It's just so damn exciting to know that you have that much power to create your own reality. And it's not always easy. The key is to heal it, to deal with it, to grieve it, to take responsibility for it so that you integrate those lessons and this new part of yourself. Because without the integration, that's where the fracture happens. And then our timelines become fragmented, out of alignment, sticky, difficult, challenging. And that is really not just the greatest opportunity, I think, of the human experience, but the magic of the human experience. And I'm giving you these keys week to week, ultimately, so that you live a fully magical life and grow a fully magical business and have a fully magical impact. And it starts with you. It's your timeline, babe. You have the power to make it yours. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.